Phoenix residents are about to see their overdue book fines eliminated. The city council voted unanimously yesterday to waive fines for the Phoenix Public Library. The program starts in November and would make Phoenix the largest city in the nation to forgive library fines. But residents won't be able to keep their books forever. After 50 days with an overdue book, customers would receive a bill to cover a replacement. And joining us to talk about this is city librarian Rita Hamilton. Rita, good morning.
Good morning.
So what was the push behind doing this? What's the rationale for getting rid of fines?
Well, we have 10% of our customers whose library accounts are blocked by just overdue fines. That means they brought the books back, but they brought them back late. And so they're blocked from checking out any other materials. And our mission is to make our materials available to people. And we wanted to remove that barrier so that people who are playing by the rules still get to check out materials and have access to all of our resources.
So it's not so much a matter of, I guess the issue is because, as we said, people who hold books for long enough will basically have to essentially buy them, it sounds like. So you want to try to make sure that people who maybe miss it by a few days or a week or two are still able to check books out, as opposed to people who are just holding on to books and using the library as a bookstore.
Right. And so we will continue the practice that we have now of sending notices out to tell you when the book is due. And then, yes, if you haven't returned it in 50 days, you get a bill. But if you bring that book back to us, we wipe that out because we have the material back. So, again, it's just sending them notices so that they'll bring it back. If they do bring it back, all's forgiven.
How will it work for people who reserve books? Because it seems like there might be less certainty as far as when they can get their hands on a book that somebody else has already checked out.
Well, we don't think that there'll be a lot of impact to the holds lists or how long you'll wait, but we are going to monitor that very closely because we can always buy more copies if holds increase.
Obviously, if you're not collecting fines, there is, to some degree anyway, lost revenue to the city and to the libraries. Do you have a need to make that up somehow? Do you have a plan to make that up somehow?
Well, it's a very minor part of the library's $40 million budget. So we collected over $200,000 last year in fines, and that's less than 1% of our budget. So it's really a small amount, and the Maricopa County Library District shares money with us through their library assistance program, and they are giving us an extra $170,000, which basically offsets the fine revenue. So we're good with the budget without the overdue fines.
Do you anticipate that this will lead to more people feeling comfortable using the library and checking books out and checking other materials out, knowing that if they miss the due date by a little while or even by a long while, it's maybe not the end of the world?
That's exactly what we hope, that this is done just to help people use the library more and come back to us if they have some fines on their account. When those all get wiped away, you know, we want everybody to come back and use these great resources that we have.
All right. That is Phoenix City librarian Rita Hamilton. Rita, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
No, thank you for letting us speak this morning. We really appreciate it. We're very excited about this new program.